You're listening to another great Torah class, recorded by TorahAnytime.com.
Try a little bit to be mazbe the avoid of the coming Chodesh Cheshvan. In a short Akdoma, to understand that every Chodesh has its own avoida. As we know that every Chodesh is mechuven to one of the 12 Shvatim, every Shevet has its own Shar and its own Derech in Avodas Hashem, and so too every Chodesh has its own Miyuchadika Aveda. Besides that, we were zeicha to a Sefer Yetzira that explains that every Chodesh is miyuchet to a koyach in the Nefesh HaAdam, as the Sefer Yetzira separates 12 different koyaches in Nefesh HaAdam, and the Sefer Yetzira separates the Aleph Beis into three categories, to 12 osios pshutos, 12 osios that are separate, that don't have any kefel to it, that aren't mekabale dogish, and those 12 osios are the osios that are mechuven keneged the 12 chadashim. So svarim agedoshim, befrat the bnei soschar, Rav Tzadik HaKohen, open up our eyes every chodesh to what the mehusa of the chodesh is and what the aveda of the chodesh is, and base it on the sefer yitzira, base it on the Shevet that the Chodesh is mechuven to. And we will try on this Chodesh to understand what the Aveda of Chodesh Cheshvan is. Befi Seder HaDgolim, the way most Svarim HaGedoshim say that we count the Chadoshim, even though in the Torah HaGedosha we find more or less 13 different ways that the Shvatim are Mesudar, but the Iker we count Lefi Seder HaDgolim, starting from Chodesh Nissan. So Rosh Chodesh Tishrei was Degel Machne Ephraim, and the second Shevet in Degel Machne Ephraim is Menashe. So Chodesh Cheshvan we know is Keneged Menashe, and we also know what it says in Sefer Yetzira, that the Koychos HaNefesh Chodesh Cheshvan is Keneged the Chush of Reach in a person. In the Oisiois, it's Keneged the Ois Nun, and in the 12 Mazolois that are in the Rakia, it's Keneged the constellation of Akrif. So we have to a little bit try to explain what that teaches us in our Avedis Hashem. We know the Pasuk tells us, Sur Meira Vasei Teif. There are two avodos in a person, an avodah of Sur Meira and an avodah of Asei Tov. In other words, there's an avodah of Yira and an avodah of Ava. Yira is to set up Gidorim and Siogim to separate oneself from involving himself in what he shouldn't, meaning that Yira is the Yisoid of Sur Meira, and Ava is the Yisoid of Asei Tov. And as the Ramban says in Parashas Yisrei, that Ava and Yira are Ese and Lois Ese. A Mitzvah Asei is a Hava. A Mitzvah Asei one does out of Ahavas Hashem. He is Mekarv himself to do mitzvahs. And Mitzvahs Lois Ese are to be Marchik Adam, and to keep a person away of what he shouldn't do, and that's the Aveda of Yira. As the Ramban explains with that, the Yisayid of Esa, Deichalei Sesa, Ava, and Yira. So we realize Sur Meira Vasei Tev is Ava and Yira, Yira being Sur Meira, and Ava being Asei Tev. The Seder that the Pasuk tells us is Sur Meira Vasei Tev. First one has to stay away from Ra, and then do good, as it says in Zera Kedesh, in the name of his father, Ramendel Milinsk, Emor Diketaych, Shov Lochem, Mashkime Kum, Maachre, Sheves, Oichle, Lechem, Oatsovim, Shov Lochem. It's a oifen of doing an Avodas Hashem in a way of Shov, in a way where it won't bring you to anything, a way that won't bring any results. Mashkime Kum, those who are Mashkim, the Kum Vasei, and Ma'achre Sheves, and push away Ma'acher, the Avoida of Sheves, of Shev Va'altasa, meaning Mashkime Kum, the Mashkim that say Teiv before the Sur Meira. Why? Because that's Oichle Lechem Atzovim, the Sitra Achra, the Koiches Hera, are Yoinik those mitzvahs, because the person that does a mitzvah while he's still not pure, while still doing Averis Chas V'Shalom, that person's mitzvah is Oichle Lechem Atzovim. So the Avoida is Sur Meira, and then Asay Teiv, not Mashkime Kum, not to be Mashkim the Kum Vasei before he does the Asay Teiv. So we realize that there is an Avoida first Sur Meira, and then Asay Teiv. Still, we find in Svarim HaKadoshim that there is a nekuda of doing a seitev even one isn't finished with his avoda of Sur Meira. I heard from the Beis Yisrael, Parsh Shabbos, the first day Rosh Hashanah, Tov Shein Lamed Vov, he spoke about the inyan of the 2 days Rosh Hashanah being Sur Meira v'seitev. As we know that the Aseres Yimei Tshuva are mechuvan keneged the Aseres HaDibreis, and in the Aseres HaDibreis it says Anoichi and then Le'yelecha, and we know from Rishonim that Anoichi is Koilel all mitzvahs Asei, and Le'yelecha is Koilel all mitzvahs Le'yelecha, and he spoke about the order that Anoichi is before Le'yelecha, and meaning that the Avoida of Asei Toiv is before the Avoida of Sur Meira, because really the Seder should have been Le'yelecha Elohim Acherim, and then Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. First Sur Meira, and then Asay Toiv. Why is the order Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, and then Le'yelecha? And he spoke about the Nekuda, that there was a chesed of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the ability to be Mekabel Elikus, and to be Mekabel the Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, even if a person is not finished yet with his Le'yelecha Elohim Acherim. How does these two nekudas coincide together? How could they be one? From one side we know Sur Meira v'Asei Teiv. From the other side we see that there is a nekuda of being Magdim the Teiv, even if we're not finished with the Aseira. Even if we're not finished the Aseira. As it's Mavuyer in Svarim, that is the Maila of a Yid. The nekuda of when a person has to become a Ger Tzedek and leave his religion to become a Yid, there he has to have complete Sur Meira. He can't say he's mekabel on himself all the mitzvahs except mitzvah achas, as the Gemara says in Perek Acholitz, that if he's mekabel all the mitzvahs except mitzvah achas, he can't be a Ger Tzedek. He has to be complete. But a Yid has the Acholitz that even if he fell through in Ra, he doesn't disturb his Asay Teiv. How do we understand these two nekudas? And the emes is that Sur Meira has two explanations. Sur Meira means stopping to do good, and Sur Meira has an explanation of being completely pure. Sur Meira has an explanation of stopping to do bad, and Sur Meira means an avoida of Sur Meira. There are two different nekudas in Sur Meira. Of course, Shav Lachem Mashkime Kum Ma'achre Sheves. Of course, a person that is doing Ra and does mitzvahs while he's doing Ra, that's something that's Oichle Lechem Ma'atzovim. But as we know, that Sur Meira includes more than just stopping to do bad. Sur Meira means to start a new life, to leave completely the whole Negiah to Ra, and to become completely Sur Meira, which is an Avoida Gedoila. And we realize that Avoida is something that takes a long time to be Oike the Ra completely in the Nefesh. So if we understand that there is two Sur Meiraz, we will try to understand what the Aveda of Chedesh Cheshvan is. There is an Aveda of Kedusha and Aveda of Tara. And as Svarim teach us, Befrat the Shem Shmuel, in a lot of the places, that Tara is the Aveda of Sur Meirah, and Kedusha is the Aveda of Asay Teif. As we know, when we do a mitzvah Asay, we make a beracha, Asher kitchanu b'mitzvayso v'tzivanu means that the mitzvah gives us kedusha. Not only does the mitzvah give us kedusha, now the minute a person prepares himself to do a mitzvah, it says in Nefesh HaChayim, dvarim that should give a person a welt of chizuk, that when a person prepares himself and he's ready to do a mitzvah, right away, the Ribbono Shel surrounds him with a neiridike kedusha. Not after he does the mitzvah that he becomes niskadesh. Even as he prepares himself and he tries to get into doing a mitzvah, right away the Eibishter surrounds him with a kedusha from all four sides. Hazeh shteit nefesh hachayim. And for that, a person should realize that whenever he goes to do a mitzvah, and sometimes the person feels, where do I take the koyach to do a mitzvah from? What's going to give me the kedusha that I need to do a mitzvah? And the Yetzirah sometimes tells a person that you're not ready to do a mitzvah. A person should believe by Muna Shleima that already the minute he prepares himself to do a mitzvah, the Dalet Ames that is standing him becomes a different Dalet Ames. It's surrounded with a kedusha neirah from the Ribbono Shel Olam that is mekadosh a person that he should be able to do a mitzvah, and that's why he's saying a lashon of a bracha, asher kitchanu b'mitzvaysav v'tzivanu. First, the Eibishter gives us a kedusha, and then he tells us to do a mitzvah, and that happens every time a person goes to do a mitzvah and he's ready to do a mitzvah, he wants to do a mitzvah, he gets a neiridike kedusha melamayla zogdei nefesh hachayim that surrounds him and gives him the ability to do kedusha, to do a mitzvah. That's the kedusha that a person is mekadosh himself when he does a mitzvah. Masha'en kein the aveda of sur meirah is the aveda of tara. Tara is the aveda of being metar oneself, purifying oneself, cleaning oneself, cleansing him from the effects of the aveiros, cleansing him from the effect of what goes on around him, and giving him tara. So that's tara, it refers to the aveda of sur meirah, and kedusha refers to the aveda of asay teif. We find in the Gemara in Masechtes Seita that Tara and Reach have a kesher one to the other. As the Shem Shmuel points out in Parshas Bereishis, it says in the Gemara, Mishabotla atara, nitla areach toiv me'aperis. And as Rashi explains, that when there was Tara, the Ribbono Shel Olam in payment for that a person worked on the Aveda of Tara, the Eibishter took away the Reach Ra that there was in Paris, and therefore they had a Reach Teiv. But once is Nitla HaTara, is Nitla a Reach HaTeiv Mea Paris, as they state in the Gemara. So we see a direct Shaiches between Tara and Reach, that in order that a person should have a Reach Teiv, you need the Aveda of Tara. This nekuda of Reach corresponding to Tara, we find in the Tanya, in Lekutei Torah, at the end of Parshas Vayikra, when the Tanya talks about the nekuda of going to mikveh before davening. Where does it come from, such an inyan, that davening needs Taras a mikveh? There is a small piece of Lekutei Torah at the end of Parshas Vayikra that the Tanya refers to the nekuda that Reach it comes from Tara, and since a korban needs an inyan of Reach Nichayach, since in a korban we find in one of the Shem Lishisha Zvarim Azevach Nizbach, we know there has to be Lishem Reach, we realize that there's a nekuda of Reach that has to go up from a korban. Says the Tanya, since a tefillah is b'mokim korban, a tefillah also needs tara. Because if it doesn't have Tara, it's missing the Nekuda of a Reach. At least that much we see from this piece of Likutei Torah, that he opens up our eyes, that the Nekuda of a Reach Toiv, and giving out a Reach, that you have to give out a Reach, comes from the Inyan of Tara. We find that in many places in Shas, that the Inyan of Shmira from Ra causes a person to have a Reach Toiv. As Rav Tzadik HaKoyim points out, a Gemara in Masechtes Erevin, the Gemara says, Adudoyim Nosnu Reach. The Gemara, I think it's Daf Chaf Aleph and Erevin, Elu Bechurei Yisrael, Shaloitoamu Tam Chet. That's Bechurei Yisrael, the youngsters in Klal Yisrael, the Bechurei Yisrael, that Loitoamu Tam Chet is Adudoyim Nosnu Reach. You see from this Gemara, that the Gemara understands that the purity of Chet is what causes a Reach Toiv. So we realize that Reach goes together with Tara, because the Nekuda of being able to keep oneself away from Dvarim that are bring a Reach Ra, which are Averis, those are the Nekuda of Tara. We'll maybe understand one more Nekuda to understand the Kesher of Sur Merah, Tara to Reach. We find in the Lashon Aposik that the Inyan of Reach corresponds to Yira, which Yira and Sur Merah go together, as we said before. We said before from the Ramban that the Inyan of Loisase is Yira, and we find that Yira and Reach go together. We find that the Pasuk tells us, HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Sheyavoy B'mehera B'yomeinu, that Mashiach Tzidkenu will use Chush HaReach to find if a person has Yiras Hashem or not. V'yirichay B'yiras Hashem. What is going to be the Koyach of Mashiach to be able to see what a person is? Loi B'mara Einov Yishpait. He will not be shofet a person by looking at a person. What then? He will smell if he has Yiras Hashem. So we see from this pasuk that the Inyan of Yira is connected directly to the Inyan of Reach. So we understand again that the Inyan of Reach comes when a person purifies himself and keeps himself clean and doesn't have Devarim that bring Chas v'Shalom a Reach. Leitev, Rav Tzadik HaKoyin, in one of the Svarim Haktanim that he wrote, left us over a Bir Nifla in Shittes Rambam, that the Rambam writes on Keteres in Meir Neveichim, that Keteres is to be Mavir the Reach Ra, meaning that the Rambam wrote in Meir Neveichim Dvarim that look to us to be Dvarim Pshutim, to be Mazbir the mitzvahs, and it looks to us that he wrote for Keteres, which we realize that Keteres is a Seid Nifla that there is. And suddenly the Rambam takes it and makes it for such a simple Inyan that the Eibishter gave us Keteres to take away that there shouldn't be a Reach Ra Chas v'Shalom. Rav Tzadik HaKoyin is Marech that the Rambam is completely in the same pshat like the Pnimius and the Seydes HaTorah, as we know that the Ishbitzer pointed out, Eidavar Nifla Admiyot, to show that everything that it says in Meir Neveichim, even though it looks like that the Tamei Mitzvahs are Alpi Pashtus, are really Dvarim Amukim Miyot, because the Rambam on Lechem upon him writes that he doesn't know a reason, which Lechaira seems to be a Pella. As my father, Zechayin HaVeracha, when he used to say over this word, said that for all the other things that the Rambam wrote for other mitzvahs, he should have been able to find something for Lechem upon him also. Whatever he said, such poshet the tam and for mitzvahs, he could have found the tam for Lechem upon him also. Elamai, we know from Arizal that Arizal was koveya in the zmiris of Shabbos Kodesh, yegalelon tamei de bisreise namei. The Eibishter should be megalos the tam of the 12 lechomim of the lechem upon him, meaning that in Pnimius HaTorah, even though in Pnimius HaTorah the Pnimis HaTorah is Megala, things that we don't know and we don't understand. But those who know Pnimis HaTorah realize that every mitzvah has a sheirish and can explain the shirashim of the mitzvahs in inyonim, neiroim, and pnimim. Still, on the mitzvah of lechem aponim, there is no tam yegalel on tame. The Bisrei Sanami points out the Beis Yaakov in the Akdome upsicha to his sefer that you see that the Rambam in Meir Neveichim in the Pashtus didn't write something when it didn't have a kesher to the Pnimius. And if in the Pnimius of Torah we see that there is no tam for lechem upon him, in the Chitzenis there's also no tam for lechem upon him. So everything in the Rambam corresponds the Chitzenis with the Pnimius. So if so, says Rab Tzadik HaKoyen, when the Rambam talks about Keteres being mavir erech ra, the Rambam does not mean that in the simple shot only that it's mavir erech ra, there should be a good smell in the heichal. The Rambam is talking about the erech ra that comes from averis. When a person does erech ra, that erech ra is goyrim, that there should be the averis are goyrim erech ra, just like tara is goyrim erech tov. And just like Yir Shamayim is Goyrim Areach Tov, so too we realize that Areach Ra is something that is no good. There is another kuda to point out, that we find a Gemara that Reach is not Negea to the Guf, Reach is Negea to the Neshama. The Gemara tells us in Masechtes Berachos, Minayin Shemevorchem al Areach. How do you know that you make a Baracha on Reach? Because it says in Pasuk, "Kol aneshama ta'ala el ka," that goes on dover shaneshama nenes menu. Have a omer ze areach. I heard from the Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael, Schusi Yagno Aleinu, that he said over b'shem devurke, that why when Yosef HaTzadik went down to Mitzrayim, we find in Rashi that usually the Yishma'elim carried with them naft. They carried with them something they had, a reach ra, and now they carried besomim, kidei shelo yiriach oise tzadik reach ra. Adover pela, Yosef HaTzadik is being sold from Beisa Shal Yaakov Avinu down to Erva Saaretz Mitzrayim, meigre rama lebira amikta, such a murdik yirida. What's the difference if he's going to have a reach ra, if he's not going to have a reach ra? That's the problem that we are worried about when Yosef HaTzadik is suffering such a neurodic irida. That's the nekuda. Elamai, the Vurke said that Reach Ra is a pgam in the neshama, and therefore they didn't want that Yosef HaTzadik should have a pgam in the neshama. The Eibishter didn't want to be pogim his neshama with a Reach Ra. So we realize that Reach is a nekuda, which is a neshamadik nekuda. So true Reach Ra comes from a begam in the neshama, and true Reach Tov comes from the behirus of the neshama and from the Eira neshama, meaning that Sur Meira, which is Goyim Taras and neshama, gives out Reach Tov, and Heder Atara, and Heder Sur Meira brings out Reach Ra. So Rab Tzadik HaKoyen, that when it says that the Keteres is Mavir Reach Ra, it means that the Keteres takes away the Reach Ra of Averis, not the practical Reach Ra that the Rambam is Malbish, the Nekuda of Keteres in. That's only a Levush for us to understand, Apipashtus for those people that want to look at the outside of the Nekuda. But the Rambam hid in the Levush of Reach Ra that the Inyan of Keteres is to be Mavid Reach Ra. As we know that Keteres has in it the Chalbana. Chalbana is Reicha Ra, and that's the Nekuda of the Keteres. As the Sfas Emes points out in Sfas Emes Lekutim, Parshas Kisisa, that we find by the Keteres two Lishonos. We find by the Keteres an Inyan of Kodesh, and we find by the Keteres an Inyan of Tahr. Why is there Inyan of Kodesh and Tahr by the Keteres? Zok the Heilige Sfas Emes, 10 samamonim of the Keteres are Kedusha, because they are not in Inyan that are meramis to a Reach Ra. They have a Reach Tov, so they have Kedusha. Masha'enkein, the Chelbana is an avodah of changing the chelbana and being metaher the chelbana. The avodah of the keteres as an double avodah, and as an avodah of kedusha, the ten, the shleimus, the koima shleima, which is built in ten, builds a koima shleima that has kedusha, and that koima shleima of kedusha, through being memulach, through being mu'urav, through being ma'arif, the chelbana in it, we are matar the chelbana. That's why there's an avodah of tor to take the reach ra and the chelbana and cleanse that reach ra and take away the chitzonistic reach ra and bring out the pnimius, which the pnimius of every yid is that he has a reach toiv. But that's the avodah of ketores, to be mekasher, to take the toiv in Klal Yisrael, and through the toiv in Klal Yisrael to be metayer the chelbana and bring out the purity of the chelbana. And that's the avodah. As I heard once from Adam Choshev, chelbana is Rosh Teves chayiv loimar b'shvili nivra olam. That in every yid there's a nekuda that he should know b'shvili nivra olam. In every yid there's a nekuda of toiv. The avoid of the Ketores is to purify and bring out that Nekuda of Toiv, which for that he was created in the world, to bring out his Nekuda and his Toiv that he has within himself. So we see that the avoid of Reach is the avoid of Toher and the avoid of Yira, because that is the avoid of Reach that comes from Sur Meira. From the purity of Sur Meira is Moilid a Reach Toiv. We know that the Reach Toiv has a kesher to the inyan of Bris Mila. Through being mavir the Orla, we also give out a reach toiv of Ketores, as it says in the tefilos that one says b'shas a bris. It says in those tefilos built on Zera Kodesh and on Medrashim that the inyan of a reach toiv comes from being mavir the Orlois. From there comes an inyan of reach toiv, because the inyan of Reach Toiv comes from Tara and from the inyan of Sur Meira. With that, we will come back now to the avodah of Chodesh Cheshvan. After a person had Chodesh Tishrei, a Chodesh which was a Chodesh of Eison, Eison Sheisonim B'mitzvahs, Yerech Ha'Eisonim, a Chodesh which was a Chodesh of being strong in Asei Toiv, the avoda of Tishrei is an avoda of Asei Toiv, an avoda of doing mitzvahs and being moisif toiv. Avada, there is a Sur Meira, but only the Sur Meira, as we said, of stopping to do ra, not the Sur Meira of purifying oneself. Now we are magdim taka the kedusha before the tara completely. After one has the siyua of Chodesh Tishrei, now we have to get to the avodah of Tara. That's the avodah of Chodesh Cheshvan, the avodah of completely purifying oneself. After he has the siyua of Chodesh Tishrei, of being moisif kedusha in the Asei Toiv, now we come to the avodah of the poil dike sur meira, of ridding ourselves from the ra in the nefesh, that we shouldn't have a kesher to the ra whatsoever. And we will use just a little bit to realize what the nekuda is that a person has to help him. Ephraim and Menashe, without going into an arichus, there is a parsha in the beginning of parshas Vayechi, a machlekes between Yosef HaTzadik and Yankev Avinu, who should get the bracha of Yeminoi and who should get the bracha of Smoiloi, that if one will look in Divrei Yecheskel and in other Svarim HaKadoshim, explain that machlokes of Yaakov and Yosef in the mekuda of being magdim the Asei Toiv or being magdim the Sur Meira. And we understand Ephraim is the inyan of being para verava, the inyan of Asei Toiv, and Menashe is the inyan of the Sur Meira. Why? Because Menashe is built on the lashon of shikha, kinoshani, a lashon of forgetting. Al inyan of Sur Meira is forgetting completely the past. forgetting everything that he has a kasher in the past, the complete purity of not even remembering the past whatsoever. That's the koyach of Menashe, the bepoil de kesur meira, the bepoil de kesur meira of leaving the ra completely, of ridding oneself from the ra, of being metar oneself. That is the avoida of Chodesh Tishrei and Chodesh Cheshvan. Tishrei is Ephraim. Tishrei is the avoida of Ephraim, of being para verava, a son in b'mitzvahs, a chodesh that we are oisik, as the Rashi says in Yomada Beis Amid Beis on Sukkot, that it's mruba b'mitzvahs. It has so many mitzvahs, and bechlal the chodesh is a chodesh that's osik in asei tov. That's the avoida of chodesh Tishrei. The avoida of chodesh Tishrei is an avoida of eson. Eson is the avodah of concentrating on the future. As we know that the four oisios of Eson, Aleph, Yud, Tov, Nun, all of them change the past to the future. Hoya is a lashon of past. We take an Aleph and it becomes Eyeh. Hoya is past, we put a Yud, it becomes Yeh. Tov changes Hoya to Tiyeh, and Nun changes Hoya to Niyeh. Says the Koznetz Magid, that's the strength of a person, that he could concentrate on the future. He doesn't concentrate on what happened till today, he concentrates on the future. That's the avodah of Asei Tov, going in the good direction. That's the avodah of Chodesh Tishrei, Yerech Oisonim. Afterwards comes the avodah of Chodesh Cheshvan. The avodah of Cheshvan is to come back to the Poyel Dikisur Meira, to do sur meira, to get rid of the ra that's in the nefesh and be metara oneself. For that, the Eibishter gave us the nekuda of reach, to build the nekuda of reach, to build the reach toiv in the nefesh, which reach and tara and yira all go together, as we explained. And that's the avoida of Menashe, to be forget completely the ra, and to be oiker the ra completely in the avoida of sur meira bepoil. And that's the avoida of tara and nreach that there is in this chodesh. As the Shem Shmuel points out and adds a nekuda in what we are talking, that akrov is the from the 12 mazolos, the mazol that shoilet in chodesh cheshvan, and he gives us to understand that the Nochash and the Akrav are two different avodos in a person. The Nochash is Chamimus and the Akrav is Krirus. A person has in himself two Chelkei HaNefesh. A person has in himself a Koyach of Chamimus, a Koyach of Islavus, and a person has a Koyach of Krirus, which Krirus is Goyrem Atzlus and Krirus is Goyrem I'asiyah. Chamimus is Goyrem Asiyo, Chamimus is Goyrem Islavus, Chamimus is Goyrem Zrizus. On the other side, Krirus is Goyrem Atzlus, and not to do. A person has in himself two koichos in his nefesh. A person has in himself a koich of Krirus and a koich of Chamimus. He is supposed to use the Krirus Letoiv and the Chamimus Letoiv. There are two Yetzaharas in the world. There's the Yetzara of Chamimus, and there's the Yetzara of Krirus. The Sasemis brings in Parshas Va'era from the Koznetz Magid that the Yetzara of Krirus is a lot harder to overcome than the Yetzara of Chamimus. And he says that's why Amalek is such a hard Yetzara, because Amalek is Asher Karcha Baderech. Amalek is the Yetzara of Krirus. And that's the harder avoda, and that we won't be able to do until the Osid, when it'll be Mochai Timcha Emcha Zecher Amalek. But when it'll be the avoda Be'ikir, is in the avoda of Nochash. The Semes explains that in Barichus, in Parshas Ve'era, in the name of the Koznetz Magid. So we realize there are two Koychais Anefesh. How does a person use these koiches anefesh? A person can use these koiches anefesh in the wrong way. A person can use the koich of chamimus, chas v'shalom, to be mechamem himself in the wrong way, to have islavus and chamimus ledvar aveira, and he could use the krirus to be cult, to do a mitzvah, kriyus, to a mitzvah. As we know that's more or less one brings the other. The more chamimus a person has to advar veira, the more he suddenly finds himself to have kriyus, to advar mitzvah. But the Eibishter gave us these two koiches hanefesh to use the opposite way, to use the akrav, to be able to overcome the kriyus, or to be able to overcome the chamimus to aveira, and to have kriyus to an aveira, to be able to be cold, to be able to be cold, to be able to be not a person that has warmth to himself, not to be cold-blooded. There's a bird that can mile up in being cold-blooded. That's the aveida of akrav, to give a person the kriyus, but not that the kriyus should bring chas v'shalom atzlus. The kriyus should leave a person with the chamimus to dvar mitzvah. In a different way to understand it is that akrav is sur meira. Sur meira comes from not having not doing ra. How does a person not do ra? That when it comes to ra, he's an otzel. He becomes lazy. Iasiya, that's akrav. Iasiya, kriyus, stopping a person from doing. And nochash is the asei toiv. So we realize that the nochash, the kedusha, is asei toiv, and taking the akrav to kedusha is sur meira. And if the avoda of chedesh cheshvin is the avoda of sur meira, and the kriyus tera, and changing the teva anefesh from being warm-blooded to becoming cold-blooded, to being mekayim, the bracha of Yankiv Avinu, to Menashe and Ephraim, v'yidgu l'roiv b'kerev ha'aretz, as Svarim HaKadoshim Taich, v'yidgu, they should be like dogim, cold-blooded, the koyach of being cold to Olam Hazeh, and not becoming warmed up to the inyonim that Olam Hazeh warm a person. That's the koyach of dogim, miyuchad in the akrav, which akrav is the inyan of kriyus, as the Gemara says, the problem with a nochash and an akrav, that one needs kriyus and one needs chamimus. And that's the nekuda of aveda of chedesh cheshvin, the aveda of being otzel to do an aveda, and bringing the nefesh to be kar to an aveda, the aveda of sur meira. That's the aveda of the chedesh. So we realize what the aveda that's cut out for us in chedesh cheshvin, the aveda of menashe, the aveda of forgetting the nekudais in pnimius hanefesh, that give a person a kesher to ra, that a person should be able to forget his whole past, to be able to be oiker his whole past, and to be able to be koine in his nefesh, a reyach of teiv, and be able to be koine in his nefesh, the inyan of akrav, to have an atzlus and a kriyus ledevar avera. And memela, there will come out the nekuda of asei teiv. To realize a little bit more all that we spoke about, it's kedai to say over a piece from the Heiliger Leshem. And Leshem opens up our eyes to a nekuda that is contrary to what we think. If you'll ask a person, what is the ikir that he has to work on? Most people will answer, because that's what we're used to, asei toiv, doing good, doing good, doing good. That's our motto, and that's our machshava. In Leshem it says that the ikir a person came to this world for is for sur meira. And he says, why a person is easier asei toiv than sur meira? For a simple reason. Because asei toiv, a person feels good about himself. A person feels he did something. He has something under his belt. He has something that he could have in his hands. Masha'en kein, when a person does asur meira, he doesn't feel anything. I heard once from the Rebbe the Beis Yisrael said, B'shem, the Rebbe Rabunim of Peshischa. The Gemara says, Kol ha-makriv oyla, schar oyla b'yodai, and so on and so forth. Masha'en kein, a person that's leiv nishba v'nitke, is ki'ilu hikriv kol ha-kabonis kulam. And he said in the name of the Rebbe Rabunim, what does the Gemara say, schar oyla b'yodai? Because he feels that he has something in his hand. He brought an oyla. But a person that's a lev nishba v'nitke, a person that's an onov, doesn't have anything to show for himself. The same says the Leshem about sur meira. So a merah, a person doesn't have what to show for himself. He doesn't have under his belt this and this and this and this. When a person does mitzvahs, oh, he feels good about himself. He feels about himself that he did a lot in the world. So the avodah of a person is not for the asei tov. The ikar avodah for a person is the avodah of suah merah, the avodah of separating himself. That's the ikar what a person came to this world for. Zakta Leshem is for the Aveda of Sur Meira. The Heilige Bnei Yisachar tells us that Chinuch Bayis Ashlishi will be in Chodesh Cheshvan, which means in Eifer No Aveda, to take everything that would be said, and we should realize what will bring Bayis Ashlishi, what will bring the Chinuch of Bayis Ashlishi, not the Dadgosha Anasei Toiv. Now the Adgosha on Sur Meirah, as we just said from the Leshem, the Adgosha of Sur Meirah will be Zoicha to see Mashiach Tzidkenu and Chinuch Bayis HaShlishi B'Meheira B'Yameinu.
TorahAnytime.com sends cameras out day and night to video and audio record the best Torah classes around. We then make them available to you for free. So what are you waiting for? Watch, listen to, and download lectures on TorahAnytime.com today.